Does it sound like a triumph of justice that Harriet Tubman is going to replace Andrew Jackson on the front of the $20 bill? A lot of people were celebrating yesterday's announcement, but not Seattle-based writer Ijeoma Oluo.
I am at a point now where I no longer celebrate these kind of empty symbolic gestures. I am looking now, you know, 400 years that we've been on this continent for more substantive moves towards racial equality than this.
You've said that we're putting Harriet Tubman's face on the symbol of her oppressor. How was Harriet Tubman oppressed by money? What do you mean by it?
I think that, you know, one of the fundamental misunderstandings about the history of slavery and racism in America is we think that it is sentiment driven, that there's this group of white people who, for some reason, just really hated black people. But the truth is that it's an economic system within which racism was invented to justify it. So we had a system that relied on cheap and free labor in order to drive the early economy of this country. And racism and all of that was basically created to justify what would otherwise be unjustifiable, which is, you know, making human beings into cattle. Harriet Tubman's life was bought and sold for money. In fact, when she and her brothers escaped, it was offered up $300 reward for her and her brother's return. So basically, for five of the $20 bills that her face is on, her freedom could have been taken from her once again. So, you know, to put her on the face of this very system that consistently was oppressing and enslaving her, I don't feel like it's a proper tribute. I don't think that tying people to this system that itself is the reason why we are in the state we are in, is ever a proper tribute.
Are we even gradually making American capitalism more worthy of Harriet Tubman?
You know, I think that when we currently have the average white person with 12 times the net worth of the average black person, it's really hard to say yes to that. You know, yes, slavery has been abolished and it has instead been replaced by a prison industrial complex that has, you know, even more black people behind bars still giving free labor to the state. You know, the truth is these $20 bills with Tubman's face on it are going to go to far more people who look like her oppressor than they will to the people who could really use it.
Since you're talking about symbolism, can't we also see this as Harriet Tubman's symbolic victory over her oppressor? And by the way, the slaveholder Indian killer Andrew Jackson has to move to the back of the bus, the back of the $20 bill?
I don't know. I would say, you know, I was talking with my brother about this yesterday, and he said, you know, we can't even have our own bill. We got to have roommates. You know, since when do we have to share a bill with our slaveholders? Why would we ever think that it would be okay to have a freed slave, you know, share space in the afterlife with a slaveholder and, you know, someone responsible for the genocide of, you know, hundreds of thousands of Native Americans as well? It just, to me, that's not what honoring someone looks like.
Ijeoma, in a way, I think this new $20 bill is not aimed at you. You already thought about these issues. It's aimed at the rest of America.
You know, one thing I would definitely say is we could have been honoring Harriet Tubman. We've had over 100 years since her death to really have, you know, substantive talks about her work, not only as a freedom fighter for black people, but as a suffragette, you know, at everything that she stood for. She was a very complicated and smart and proud woman of action, not of symbolism. And the truth is that our kids still only learn about her maybe a paragraph or two every February, and that's it. And as a society, we could have been, you know, really standing up and saying, we stand for these same values. We stand for equality and justice. I mean, this is a woman who died penniless, but still donated all that she had for the care of poor black people. We could have been honoring her so much better than this, than just putting her face on the money that black people don't have.
How should we honor Harriet Tubman and equality and justice?
I think that we can honor her by continuing her mission of helping to free Black people in America. And we can do that by taking a look at our school-to-prison pipelines. We can look at the way in which our capitalist system currently funds the oppression of people of color. We can look at our court systems and how, you know, they oppress people of color. We can look at where we're putting jobs in what communities. We can look at the infrastructure that we're building around Black communities. She built a railroad to free Black people, and we need to build infrastructure in Black communities in order for Black people to truly be free.
Ijeoma Oluo is a Seattle-based writer. We asked her here to our studio because of her article in The Guardian arguing that putting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill doesn't go far enough. But right before Ijeoma came to our studio, she had just been tweeting about the death of Prince. In case you haven't heard, the music icon passed away earlier today. So I asked her how she was handling that news.
I am still in shock. I'm really sad, and I'm probably going to continue to, you know, go deeper into heartbreak as the day goes on. It's not something that I think I thought was possible. I don't think that a lot of people thought Prince would ever die, and certainly not this soon. The man is magic and has been, and what he has meant to music lovers, to Black people around America and around the world is just unbelievable. His legacy, I don't even think it's been fully measured, because we always thought we would have him. I don't think we ever thought we would have to add up what he meant to us, because I don't think we thought he was going anywhere. You know, there were always these celebrities that we thought maybe we should prepare in case something happens, but I don't think anyone ever thought Prince was going to go anywhere.
What do you mean by what he meant to Black Americans?
You know, to see someone command the screen the way that Prince did. And Prince has always been unapologetically himself. He never let anyone define him. He never let anyone define his Blackness either. And, you know, there is so much pressure on celebrities, especially celebrities of color, to fit into a certain stereotype and to act a certain way so that white audiences and mainstream audiences are more comfortable with how they look. But, you know, we had a flamboyant, hypersexual, incredibly multi-talented artist who would wear pants with the butt cut out because he could, and, you know, made amazing music for artists of all genres, not just his own music. And he never once apologized or explained or felt like he had to have a conversation about it. And it was accepted. Nobody ever questioned it. And the truth is as a Black woman, you know, today, my Blackness is constantly questioned. If I do anything that seems, quote unquote, not quite Black, people are asking me, is this because you're from Seattle? You know, is this because you're light skinned? Nobody ever questioned Prince. And he gave, you know, what we like to call Black weirdos a sense of freedom that we really hadn't had before.
Are you a Black weirdo?
Yes. Yes, I am. And it's not something I ever sought out. It was just, you know, by nature of being who I am, a 6 foot tall, loud, lispy, artistic, light skinned Black woman, it can be hard to find your place. And I think Prince was one of those people who stood out as a beacon for, you know, your Blackness stands and you can claim it and nobody can ever take that from you.
Ijeoma Oluo, Seattle based writer. She was remembering Prince. Full name, Prince Rogers Nelson. And the news broke today that Prince has passed away. We don't know the cause of death yet. He was 57 years old. You're listening to KUOW's The Record.
This will be the day that you will hear me say,